Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
This is Tim Gordon, Festival Director for the Lakefront Film Festival.
And it is coming to D.C. August 10th through the 13th after a few years in Columbia. We're in D.C. here finally. So, hey, Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, man, Jason, anytime for you, bro.
All right. I want to get into, you know, the lineup of the movies in a minute. But first, let's big picture it. What do we got? What year are we in, first of all? And talk about sort of the reason behind the big location change, too.
Well, this is the third annual Lakefront Film Fest. And as you said in your open, we started out in Columbia, Maryland, which I think is a beautiful town. I live here. It's wonderful and scenic. But for the direction long term of where we wanted to go, there were certain aspects that we couldn't get out here that I thought worked better in Washington, D.C. So hence last year, after the end of the second year, we decided to move the festival into the district. So now this year, Jason, primarily we're still virtual, and I think we'll have maybe an event or two that are still, we're still working out those events. But next year, starting in June of 2023, the festival, hopefully, Jason, will be back in person again.
Oh, I feel you. And I appreciate sort of the virtual or hybrid mentality, because, yeah, this thing just we think we're over this pandemic. Then it comes back and it's everyone's on it on, you know, their own personal clock on what they feel comfortable with. So I'm glad you're giving people options. Well, awesome. But we can officially say that it is in DC this year, even albeit virtually for most of it, right?
Well, you know, it's funny, the special events that we have, and we still have a secret film that we have to announce, that's going to be in DC this year. So that's why I was saying that the festival, for all intents and purposes, will fully be in DC next year, but any events that we're doing that are live will be in the city this year.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, without further ado, let's get into it. So it kicks off Wednesday, August 10th, this Wednesday, with You Resemble Me. What's that one about?
Oh my God, man. You Resemble Me is a fascinating film, man, from the directorial debut of Dina Amir. And it talks about it inside the framework, Jason, of two sisters and their relationship. It deals with the radicalization of what happens to someone. And man, I'm telling you, I saw this movie, I think up at Sundance earlier this year, and it was like a punch in the gut when you get to the third act. And we thought about it and thought that this would be a wonderful way to start the festival this year. So it's a really strong film, man. It's executive produced by Spike Lee, Spike Jones, among others.
Riz Ahmed.
You Resemble Me, huh?
Riz Ahmed as well.
Yes, sir. So it is a very impressive film, and I'm glad that they allowed us to open our festival with that film this year.
And what did you say? You said it's about two sisters near Paris?
Two sisters growing up in really kind of dire conditions. They are separated, and then the radicalization begins for the other, and how that affects their relationship and their family dynamic. So You Resemble Me, man. I have nothing but high praise for this film. I really, really think it's a wonderful, wonderful film.
Great. Sounds like a great way to kick it off. You saw it at Sundance and said, all right, I got to get that one. All right. So that's Wednesday. And then day two, Thursday, August 11th. We got a couple shorts blocks, but take me into, you know, the feature films. I know you got some documentaries and some, you know, narrative features. So which ones you want to highlight there?
We do. And there's so many really good films. I think on day two, another film that I saw at a festival called The First Step, which is basically a DC-based film. The filmmakers are two brothers, Lance and Brendan Kramer. Lance and Brandon Kramer. My apologies if you're listening. The First Step is a wonderful film about Van Jones doing something. You know, the concept of it, Jason, is very novel. It's that he finds a group of parents who've been affected by the crack epidemic in South Central LA. And then he finds a group of parents in West Virginia that have been affected by the opioid addiction and brings those two together to try to pass what we now know as the First Step Act. This movie, again, as I said to you before we got on the air today, no slight or disrespect for anything we showed in the first 2 years of the festival, but I really made it my mission after year two that we really wanted to have movies that we could stand behind and discuss and be proud of. And the first step is an amazing film. It was also a film that we seriously considered opening the festival with as well, even though we went with You Resemble Me.
Yeah.
But this film, man, is very powerful. It's Van Jones, legislation, a lot of things that happen here in DC politically. So it's one of several films that have a DC base that are in our festival.
Man, and that it sounds so powerful of just the idea of, you know, drug addiction in all its forms. You know, you said LA and West Virginia, you know, people battling drug addiction or poverty, you know, maybe have more in common. I'm hoping this documentary shows maybe they have more in common than people like to think. Just because you're, you know, a poor white family in West Virginia or a poor black family in LA, you know, maybe they, I mean, does Van try to bring together the political divide there a little bit?
He does. And it's interesting because he takes the folks from South Central LA to West Virginia so that they can kind of see firsthand how the opioid crisis has affected that community, and then grabs the West Virginia folks and brings them out to South Central LA. So I thought it was an amazing concept that these guys executed. And I thought that, you know, most documentaries, Jason, as you know, they're always single purpose. You know, we're trying to tell you a story.
Sure.
And I think that this one does a really good job of driving a point home. And in all transparency, Jason, I was at a festival, another festival, and this film played. And they dragged me in to see it. And when I got out of there, I was like, yeah, I want that film. We need that at Lakefront. So I was glad that I was actually dragged in and had the opportunity to share this film with folks in Washington, D.C.
That's awesome. And it's called The First Step. Is there anything else you want to highlight from day two? Or is that like the good one to represent that day?
Well, one more I can give you is The Ugly Truth, which is one of the international films we have. The Ugly Truth, man, is exactly what the title is. A woman or a husband and a woman living, you know, kind of like out in the outskirts. And when the daughter's friend comes to visit, let's just say the title is called The Ugly Truth. You take it from there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got to come see it. And it's set sort of like near Berlin, is Germany, right?
Yeah, I'm in Germany, man. So we have several films from Germany in the festival this year. And a lot of them are bringing not just great production values, but wonderful storytelling as well. So, yeah, that's definitely one I wanted to highlight from day two. Day two. I was right.
Yeah, day two. Yep. All right. Sounds great. All right. Moving ahead to day three this Friday, August 12th. Again, we got some shorts blocks. We got a bunch of programming throughout the day. What film or two do you want to highlight? For day three?
Man, day three film, what do we want to highlight? I keep looking and there's so many really good choices. So I'm trying to figure this out.
We got a Cold Hard Truth or Dancing Joyce, whatever. Any of them, really.
Yeah. A Cold Hard Truth is a story from director Charles Murray. Charles Murray is a director who's written for television shows like Castle, The Sons of Anarchy, and others. This is his, I'm not sure, it's not, I don't think it's his feature film debut, but it's a film that he made and he submitted to our festival, which we are very happy for. A story of a journalist who loses his sister in senseless violence and is very, very upset and, you know, looking for, as the title indicates, the cold hard truth on what happened to his sister. So it's a film that I enjoy and love a lot. Dancing Joy, Jason, all I'll tell you, a documentary with the music of Beethoven with dancers from around the world. It was a movie that just made me smile when I watched it, man. Maybe not the greatest doc of all time, but it definitely is what I would call a palate cleanser in a festival full of really, really serious and kind of heavy stories. You need a story like Dancing Joy to kind of bring some fun to it. And then we end that night with a film called Santa Muerte, which is a violent film about Mexican cartels And so, I mean, you and I, who are film critics, we watch a lot of these movies a lot, but this is a very, very violent look, man. A fictional version of a story where you have the DEA, drugs, violence on the Mexican border. You draw your own inference, man. You know, I don't want to give out too much, but I think it's a really good film.
Nice. And you know what? That right there, it sort of raised a good point of my respect for you and other festival directors is you got to give the audience a little bit of a peak and valley, ups and downs. You give them a family drama, like a cold hard truth. And then you know, like you said, the palate cleanser of, you know, the dancing joy, dancing musical documentary. And then we hit them with the violence again. You know what I mean?
You yes, gotta sir.
Play it up and down.
you can't beat people up, man, and depress them. Yeah. But before we get out of here, though, Jason, there are so many really good shorts that we have in this festival this year. And a lot of the shorts we got were primarily either Sundance or Tribeca this year.
Okay.
And TIFF. There's a couple that are in here from TIFF.
Nice.
Masquerade, really good short that I saw in TIFF, the story of a young girl coming to grips over on the African continent that I thought was really, really strong. There's a funny film called Dog in Translation with a man out on the first date with a woman. And let's just say the dog talks and high comedy. there's another local movie that's out of Baltimore that I can't really pronounce the title on air, but it's F'em Right Back. That's an LGBTQ film that we thought was funny. Her Call, Jason, about a woman who is a therapist who's in, who was a gambling addict, but she's really good. And it's her story, which I thought was very, very good.
Nice.
And we also are debuting Coleman Domingo's short, New Moon, which literally is going to be making his DC debut, an animated story of him and his mother and that kind of relationship is with him as a child. My favorite line in that is, you know, one of the things his mother tells him, Jason, is, "I got my hands open. I don't have a pocketbook. How am I going to get my blessing?"
The line stuck with you. Hey, is this like the dog that talks in the short?
Oh, yeah, except the dog really talks in the short, which is really funny.
Thanks, Liberty.
Man, that's a good one. And the last one I would spotlight is The Mason Ring, a film that I really enjoyed about two young guys whose father has died, and the mother has assigned them the task of taking his ring, because he was a Mason, and taking it to the funeral home to place it on his finger, and all of the drama that ensues them trying to honor their mother's final wishes. So Mason Ring. So all these short blocks, I would really investigate, because there's some really good films that we have this year.
Yeah, and I remember John Gann at DC Shorts, formerly of DC Shorts, always said the cool thing about shorts is that if you don't like the movie, just wait 10 minutes and you get another one.
Blocks
are great. The tapas platter of movie genres. All right. And then moving into the final day, this Saturday, August 13th. Again, more shorts. We got some docs, narrative features. You know, what do you want to highlight here?
Man, on Saturday, what does our lineup look like on Saturday? Okay, I see our closing night film, which we'll get to in a minute. Saturday's big films, I think, would probably be Sweet Disaster, Rosie and Frank, and of course, Arts and Crimes as well. All three of those films, Arts and Crimes is literally a story of a guy who was incarcerated. And while incarcerated, Jason, he was an artist, and he creates on prison sheets panels of art that over the years he kept getting panels, smuggling them out of prison, doing another one, smuggling out of prison. Wow. And by the time he gets out of prison, he takes all the various panels, Jason, and creates this huge artistic quilt, which was just genius, man. So Art by Crimes was really, really well done. And it was very different than what you traditionally see in a doc.
Wow.
You heard me talk about Sweet Disaster, which is another one of these foreign language films that I just thought from Germany, because I told you we had several of them in here. They have a very different point of view comedically than what we would see on our side here in America. And I thought I would like to highlight some of that offbeat humor in some of these films, either the German films, the films from the African continent. There are several of these films that have kind of a crazy, kind of cockeyed comic bit that I think you heard me say earlier about palate cleansing. It's all about balance when you're putting together these festivals, man. You're trying to find movies that make people, some of them make you laugh, some of them you're like, oh my God, that's too much. But as you said, give me 10 more minutes, we'll give you something different.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's he seems like an absurdist German style of comedy on that one. So come check it out. Well, tell me about the closing night.
The closing night film is from Bleecker Street, Breaking, which is a film I saw at Sundance when it was called 892. It stars, of course, John Boyega. Many people will know him from the Star Wars franchise and some of the other things he's done. It also stars, what is her name? My God, I just lost it that quick. I'll come back to it. Nicole Beharie, thank you. You know, who has done a lot of indie work and also with Sleepy Hollow. And it also features, unfortunately for us, the final performance from the great Michael K. Williams, who co-stars in this film. Breaking has kind of been described as a modern Dog Day Afternoon. You know,
You're speaking my language. I love that movie.
Yeah, man. Guy's a veteran, understand that he's not getting his payments. And he's very frustrated and takes some folks hostage in a bank. Wow. And, you know, you figure it out from there, man. But I want to thank the good folks over at Bleecker Street for giving us this film. So again, Jason, it marks the third year in a row that we've had either an opening, closing film that have been studio films along with the rest of our content. So we have been very blessed in that regard that our festival is looked at favorably, that studios want to work with us and provide content for audiences to see at Lakefront.
Yeah, that's a really big get, because Breaking, I mean, not only all the star-studded, you know, names that you mentioned, but it's it comes out August 26th. So you're gonna have it a week early or something like that.
Yeah. And then I also will announce, and we're not going to tell you the film, but we have one more secret film that you need to keep coming back to lakefrontfilmfest.com. The only hint I will give you, well, actually, I can't give you a hint. It's a secret film. But let's just say that it's a film that premiered at Sundance. The audience will see it early because it opens in September. And our audiences will have a sneak peek at the secret film, which we haven't placed on the site yet because we're still waiting to get the confirmation, but they told us that it's coming. And Jason, the talent, the stars of the film are coming in DC for it, as well as the directors are coming in DC for it. So we are very, very excited. And we couldn't tell you anyway, it's a secret film.
Exactly. But you say the filmmakers and the cast are coming to DC.
Stars and the directors are coming in. Yeah.
And they're going to show what, clips of it?
No, it's not the whole thing.
Oh, yes, wow. You're going to get an action. So it's all right. Cool. So it's not just a teaser.
It's the Lakefront Film Festival. This is what we do.
Awesome. Well, you can't tell us what it is, but you've teed it up, you know, brilliantly. It's we're excited. Are you able to tell us what day that'll be so our listeners can hold their calendar open?
We are looking at this is going to happen outside of the festival. So it's still a festival event.
Okay.
But we're looking at late August. I will just say that. And I'm saying somewhere in the range of 27, 28 August.
Okay, so later this month. So come out.
Later this month, the secret film. If you don't come, Jason, I'm going to tell you after we get off air, if you don't come, it's your fault. I'm telling you, it's special.
That's great. And it'll be a couple weeks before it actually comes out in September, right? That's a big deal. That's a big deal. All right. Well, that's a plenty of a teaser, but check out all the great films that Film Gordon teed up here as part of the actual, you know, festival. And then keep an eye out for that. So, man, that sounds great. Yes.
Wait, sir, we forgot. You didn't even ask me about all the other stuff. you know, we got actors coming in.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about the panels or parties or, yeah, what is all the extracurriculars?
Well, here we go. Oh, we have a talk series. So we have film programming and then we have talk series programming. This year, this is the 25th anniversary of Love Jones, right? Mm-hmm. And the writer, director, creator of that, Theodore Witcher, is actually going to join us at the Lakefront Film Fest this year virtually.
Oh, cool.
For what we're introducing as the Storyteller series. So he's going to talk with Shireen Nicole, who's our programming, the programmer of our talk series. So the two of them have a conversation, which is a part of the Storytellers platform. And then we're bringing in an actor that many consider one of the 20 best actors of the 21st century, Rob Morgan. If you've seen this guy in everything,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Don't Look Up, Luke Cage. I mean, he's done a bunch of stuff, man, we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
But he's coming in for conversation. So Shireen and I will talk with Rob Morgan. So we are very excited that we're establishing a base, Jason, that we have certain actors and directors that we'll bring in. So when we're in person, this is going to be an expectation of what we're going to program for our film festival, man.
Yeah, a lot of listeners remember him in Stranger Things. And my favorite of his, I think, was Mudbound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was great in Mudbound. Pariah. I mean, he's done so much stuff, man. So yeah. These were two great gets.
Magic Johnson's dad. Magic Johnson's dad in the...
He's playing Magic Johnson's dad in Winning Time.
Yep.
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 Yeah. Look at Jason Keefe. He was in.
6 degrees of film, Gordon.
So the only last thing that we're doing this year, for the third year, we're bringing back our film critics panel, which is called Let's Get Critical, where Shireen breaks down with some various film critics scenes in movies. Jason, have you ever been a part of the panel for Let's Get Critical?
We will. I will one day if you want.
Yeah, we got to get you, man, because the first year we had everybody. We had Arch and Jen and Nell, Travis, Rocky.
We've done the Middleburg. We did the Middleburg one together, but I don't think I've done Lakefront.
Yeah, so we will definitely make sure, because I thought you had been included in, but now I know we definitely need to get you on. So, no, not just because we want to talk to you here, but we respect your opinion, Jason. We need you out.
Right back at you.
Yes, sir.
Well, wait, what? Real quick, who's on the panel and what? And when is that? When can our listeners check that out?
Well, the panel is going to play, I think, Thursday. And to be perfectly honest, I have no idea because I didn't put that panel together.
All right.
So that is my talk programmer, Shireen Nicole, is putting that together. She'll surprise me. So I want to see it as well.
All right.
The first 2 years we've done it, it is a very, very good panel. So I'm looking forward to it, to look at our colleagues and their thoughts on various films.
Love it. Got to check that out. Lots of great critics around here. And we should tell everyone that the voice you've been hearing, Mr. Tim Gordon, is the founder of the Black Reel Awards. You run the Washington Area Film Critics Association. So, I mean, you're sort of you're a legend around these parts in terms of our business, sir.
Well, you know what's really funny, Jason? You know, we're doing the television awards this Sunday. So it'll come the day after the film festival closes. So the 6th annual Black Reel Television Awards is Sunday night at 8:00. So
who are the leaders this year? What do we got? Abbott Elementary.
Oh God! Well, this year you've got a bunch of things that are nominated, like Abbott Elementary, Blackish. This is the final year of This Is Us.
Yeah.
The final year. Yeah. So there was a bunch of shows. The final year of Insecure. Yeah. So there was a bunch of shows that are ending, and you tune in on Sunday night, and you will see which are the winners in the comedy, drama, and TV movie and limited series. So, but I just wanted to tell you, Jason, look, we will never, ever do these two events at the same time. Ever. Now, who thought that could work? That is a bad idea.
You've probably aged 10 years just because of that.
Barack Obama, I had black hair before all this started. Look at me now.
Yeah.
What is happening?
It's the Gray Reel Awards now. Oh, that's great, man. That's so great. Awesome. Well, yeah, there you go. I'm glad we were able to promote that in addition to this. So great. Awesome. Well, I always love catching up with you. You're one of my favorite people in town. I love it. So everybody, check out the Lakefront Film Festival, August 10th through 13th. It's going to be mostly virtually, but check out some of the DC events, including that special surprise thing later this month. All right, cool. Tim, my friend. Awesome. I love catching up. Thanks so much for doing this.